Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is September 23rd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Amos chapters 7 to 9. God looks for unworthy people to accomplish His purposes. We read in Amos chapter 7 verses 14 and 15 like this. Then Amos answered and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, nor was I a son of a prophet, but I was a sheep breeder and a tender of sycamore fruit. Then the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said to me, Go, prophesy to my people Israel. The above passage clarifies that Amos was not a prophet by birth, nor was he a prophet's son. In fact, he lived in a village that was about 5 miles south of Bethlehem called Tekoa in the land of Judah, and was a man of several trades, including being a shepherd, a livestock breeder, and a dresser of sycamore fig trees. Amos was not part of the prophetic seminary to be labeled as a son of a prophet. However, God had sovereignly called him to the prophetic office and had sent him to prophesy to the people of Israel. It is not a position that Amos had sought, but it was the sovereign act of God that took a most unlikely person from a most unlikely place and gave him the highest privilege, that is to proclaim the message of God. Amos had made it clear that he had neither desired nor sought the office of a prophet, nor was he worthy for this elevated ministerial position. We see that God often bypasses the so-called great people and chooses to call and bless the humble and the weak. Yes, God can also use those who are gifted and who hold high positions in this world, but He is not limited to them. Both Moses and Paul were well-educated, but at least 7 of our Lord's disciples were common fishermen. David was also the unlikely person to be chosen as the king of Israel to replace the handsome and tall King Saul. He was a young boy, a shepherd, the 8th and last son from a family from the smallest tribe in the nation of Israel. In fact, Prophet Samuel had assumed that one of the more able-bodied older brothers would be the second king of Israel when God corrected Samuel with the following words that we read in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. When we look at God's pattern throughout the Bible, we learn that God makes a regular practice of using unlikely people to accomplish His purposes. In fact, God used the following unlikely people for His glory: Abraham, who lied, Jacob, who schemed, Moses, who stuttered, Gideon and Thomas, who doubted, Jeremiah, who was a tender-hearted youth, and Mary, who was an unknown young virgin. In recent years, we see that R.A. Torrey was a brilliant man and a gifted evangelist, but he worked closely with evangelist Dwight L. Moody, who had very little education. However, God used both men in a remarkable way because both gave all they had to the purposes of God. Let us understand that God is still looking for unworthy people to accomplish His purposes so that no one steals the glory that is due to Him alone. We read the wonderful words of wisdom from Apostle Paul that he writes in the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 26 to 29 like this. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things that are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence.